The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Part of me loves the world and the other loves you. So what do I do? I wanna be safe, but I gotta stay cool too. And no, I'm not a fool. I know eventually I'm gonna have to choose. And really, I don't wanna lose my ticket into heaven and a chance to be used by you. And if it's God that I'm after, I just can't serve two masters. Before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. And it'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black. See, I've realized when it comes to sin, you just don't compromise. See, it's a matter of death and life. Be weak and do wrong, or be strong and do right. And I don't want to keep going to church, singing all about how much you're worth, and then continue doing my dirt, living as if I didn't care if you're hurt. Cause if it's God that I'm after, just can't serve two masters. And before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. It'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. See, it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black. Before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. Yeah. It's really easy to stay on my feet and still do you. And it'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it don't work like that. You gotta be white or black. No, it don't work like that. You gotta be white or black. Yeah, no gray, no shades of gray. No, 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 no. It don't work like that. No gray, no.
Love it, I love it, man. Super mellow, super mellow. What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Grind. Man, I tell you what, go ahead and text this show out to somebody. You know, tell them to dial into 678-744-6188, or just dial right into or log into thegrind101.com. And go ahead and bless somebody this morning. Guys, we're going to talk about some real stuff because this is the realest show ever, you know. But I'm real, real mellow, guys. Been sitting, listening, and learning. And man, I hope you guys did what I said last show and just take a minute to yourself and just figure some things out, because that's exactly what I've been doing, guys. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you do that, a lot of things are enlightened, a lot of things open up to you. And man, just take somebody right now and tell them, you know, get on, and you may have some gaps that need to be bridged, and we're going to try our very best to bridge those gaps. But man, I want to play a couple more songs for you guys, because you know, I believe that music is that medium. Music is that vehicle, man, that can really put you right there in the moment, right at that spot in your life where you can really, really do some things. Just let it speak to you, man. Just let it speak to you. And I like this cat, Jonathan McReynolds. He's a very very mellow dude, man. But just groove with it a little bit this morning. All right.
I've never fallen this low before. Is this rock bottom? 'Cause I can't take no more. Oh no. The enemy knew which buttons to press. Yeah. Now I'm stuck in a pile of my own mess. I don't know what it will take, but I'm coming. I'm coming up, God forgive.
Who's coming out this morning? Who's coming out this morning? Man, I love that song. I'm going to tell you right now, I know a lot of people are saying, I'm coming out this morning. I didn't think I could stoop this low. I didn't think I could get this low. Some of you are going through some things, you know, right now in your life, and you're wondering why you're going through them. You're wondering when you're going to come out of them. You know, I mean, there's so many promises that God has given us. There's over 7,000 promises in the Bible that God gives us, you know, and all we have to do is really hold firm and hold true. But how many of you believe this morning that you can help somebody else move through their situation through you moving through your situation? All you have to do is step out and do it. If you believe that it's your season this morning, then, you know, you should declare and decree that it is your season. Come on, it's your season. Walk in it. Don't let nobody take it from you.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yeah. And I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
Favor, yeah. This is in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance is. It's already getting better.
Man, if you don't know it's your season right now, then you better check your phone. Because this is your season. This is your season to reap what you have sown. But have you sown anything? Have you sown any seed this morning? Guys, I'm telling you right now, I am so excited right now about what's going on, you know, in my life. I'm excited about what's going on in the people around me's life. And you know, I was in the mirror, you know, this morning, I was brushing my teeth. And, you know, God says, when you figure out that you don't have it all figured out, then guess what? That's when I can come in. That's when I can do the things that I need to do for you. And you can really, really understand that you're in your season. You know at that point that now you're wide open to receive what God has for you. But that doesn't happen until you figure out that you don't have it all figured out. You know, I told myself when I started this show that I'm not doing this if I can't have fun doing it. I'm not doing this if I can't, you know, have some leeway, some autonomy, if I can't say the things that I want to say the way I want to say them, with the understanding that everything that comes out of my mouth needs to be something that helps somebody else bridge a gap. Whatever comes out of my mouth needs to be something that helps somebody move from one level to the next. But ask yourself, guys, is it really your season? Is it really your season? Are you ready to move in grace and favor? You know, because grace and favor, they're not earned by good works. They really aren't. We don't even deserve the grace and the favor that God gives us. You know, they're entirely the work of God's goodness, grace, and favor. Man, when you really think about that, and you really think about the things that you've done, you think about the, you know, Jonathan McReynolds said, you know, there's no gray. You know, it's black and white. You know, the Bible says, be ye not lukewarm. All right, be hot or cold. Which is it? You can't keep doing the things you're doing and expecting to go the way that you want to go. Unless you're doing bad things and expect it to go the bad way or the wrong way. If you're doing good things, you should be expecting to go, you know, the right way. When you figure out that you don't have it all figured out, then at that point in time is when God steps in and he says, okay, now you surrender. Now you need me. You've improvised, you've adapted, you've overcame, you've tapped into the promises that I give you. You know, you've done, you've fought the good fight. That's where the grace and the favor comes in at. You know, a lot of us get it mixed up. We think it's all about the money. It's not all about the money. It's not all about the money. Money is great. People make money to be something that is evil and terrible. No, the love of money is the root of all evil. But let me tell you something. Money comes to the just and the unjust. You just need to pick your side. Money comes to the righteous and the unrighteous. I know some of you are confused by that. You're saying, how in the world is it that unjust people or unrighteous people or bad people are rich? Why is it that they have and I don't? I know it's confusing for some of you, but, you know, in reality, you know, you have to choose a side. And when you choose a side, you have to understand that when you say, you know what, I'm for God, then you have to understand that God already owns it all. So therefore, you already own it all. So if you stop trying to figure it all out and understand that he owns everything already, it's already yours, and start focusing on what he really wants you to focus on, which is his righteousness, his goodness. Focus on his mercy, his grace. Focus on him. Do the things that he's telling you to do in his word. And once you start doing those things, you'll start to figure out that things are just starting to happen for you. Once you start living the just life, the righteous life, once you start living that life that God has really set for you, see, because you got to pick a side. You got to pick good or evil, bad or ugly, good or bad, just or unjust. You got to pick a side. And you look at the person that has picked the wrong side, and you get envious of what they have and envious of what they're doing. But you don't really understand that God's blessings and God's message is spiritual. And once you start doing those things that God is asking you to do and commanding you to do in his word, then all those other things shall be added unto you. And they'll just start to come. That's when your cup starts to overflow. It starts to run it over. When you figure that piece out is when you know you don't have it all figured out. And at that time, God can step in. So you heard the song say, is it your season? It's your season right now for grace and for favor. But is it really your season? You know, some of you are saying, I've planted seeds. And if you've planted seeds, then you should be expecting a harvest. But some of us haven't planted any seeds. And we're expecting a harvest. And that's not how it works. But here's what we do. Sometimes we plant those seeds and we walk away and we forget to water them. Or we just don't plant a seed, but we want everybody else to think that we've planted a seed. See, the song says, I'm coming out. So if you're coming out of something that you don't want to be in, that means you've sunk to an all-time low. Other song says, I didn't know that I could get this low. A lot of people are so low in life. They've had so many things happen to them. You know, one thing after the other just happens. It just comes. And some of you are saying, I didn't do anything to really warrant this. Why are all of these things happening to me? But you're at that all-time low. And you're saying, you know what? I'm just going to fake this thing through. I'm going to fake my way through this thing. And when you start faking your way through it, then what you do is you build up this facade. You build up this fallacy of a life. And now people are really looking at who you are. And it's hard to keep up the facade. So did you really plant a seed? Or are you just watering the ground where you want people to think you planted the seed? So how do you plant seeds? You plant seeds by giving. You plant seeds by helping other people. You plant seeds by doing the right thing even when it's not popular. You plant seeds by having the integrity that you know you're supposed to have. Even when other people around you aren't doing the right thing, you're doing the right thing. You plant seeds by being a person that a person can look at and say, you know what? I really, really like that person right there. I really love the fact that they're always in my corner. They're always helping me. I love the fact that they don't pull any punches because they're telling me that, you know, I'd much rather, you know, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'd much rather hurt your feelings than harm your future. When you have the people in your life that are willing to go to bat for you and understand what you're going through, but at the same time tell you that you need to stop going through the same thing and doing the same thing, expecting a different result. That's the definition of insanity. Those are the people that you want in your life. Those are the seeds that you want planted. And when you're that person and you're planting those seeds, you know, have you ever heard the saying that says, you know, nice guys finish last? You know, it happens. There are people that do stuff, you know, every day, and they're so nice, and they're so, every time you turn around, they're there for you. They're looking out for you. And the term nice guys finish last is a term that can be, it can be true, and it can be at times, and it can be not true, because you can give so much of yourself to a point to where you deplete yourself, but you're not looking for your reward from people, right? You're looking for your reward from God. Because see, the saying says nice guys finish last, but my Bible says the last shall be first. So when you're doing for people and people don't appreciate it, you still planted a seed. You just got to know when they don't appreciate it and don't squander your seed continuously around those people, because there are places that need that seed that you're planting. So plant your seeds in the right place, water them, and stop looking for a harvest if you didn't plant a seed. No seed, no harvest, right? That's the way I've always understood it. You can't look for something that you're not supposed to have. So is it really your season? How many times have you woke up on Monday morning and you said it's my season? I do you one better. How many years have you woke up in January 1st and said it's my season? Or each quarter you go, it's my season. Is it really your season? What are you doing? What are you doing that says, you know, God, you know, it's my season for grace and favor? It's my season. I planted my seeds. What are you really doing? No seed, no harvest. Are you that super spiritual person, you know, that that has a word for everybody that it doesn't pertain to you? See, all of this is exterior stuff. What's really on the inside? See, you have to plant seeds in the ground and water them for them to grow. But the seeds have to be planted in you first. You have to be the seed. When you water yourself and you understand that something has to be on the inside of me in order for it to grow, in order for me to grow, then that's when you get it. That's when you figure out that, you know what, it's not all about, you know, everything else. It's all about me. What, I'm the seed. When I water myself, when I nurture myself enough, I feed myself the right things, I'm putting myself in the right atmospheres. When I do all of this stuff, then I grow and people see my life and people want to be like me. And it's not a lack of humility. It's you basically doing the things that you're supposed to do. And through your life, somebody is going to be blessed. It's easier. We always say put the oxygen mask on yourself first. And it's true. Some of us run around so many times doing for everybody else that we neglect ourselves. And we just don't have time for ourselves. And then that's where the term comes in, you know, nice guys finish last, because on the outside it would appear that you're finishing last because, you know, you're the last person to get the reward. You're the last person to slide in because you're always looking out for somebody else. And that's great, but you got to look out for yourself first, because you can't say it's your season if you're not taking care of yourself. If it's your season, if you heard that song and you heard him say it's your season for grace and favor, then you got to walk in it. You got to pick it up and you got to own it and you got to nurture it and you got to really, really expect a harvest. And if you're expecting a harvest, then that means you got to water that seed. You got to water that seed. You know, when I was, I don't know why, but I guess it's a humility thing. You know, when God spoke to me this morning, he said, when you figure out that you don't have it all figured out, you know, that's when I move. That's when I know you're dependent on me. That's when I know you're not just faking. That's when I know you're ready. He said, there's no gray. It's just black and white. It's either me or them. Life is just a series of choices. What's your choice? Which way are you going to move this morning? Which way? What are you going to decide to do? Because it's all on you. You hear so many people, you know, they say, you know, well, I didn't do this because of this or because of that, you know, and at the end of the day, that all shakes out as excuses. And when you start making excuses in life why something didn't happen, you blame everybody else for why it didn't happen. It can't be your season. Because if it's your season, then you control what happens. That means you're not letting anybody sow anything bad into your life. It means that you're in that place to where, you know what, you don't have it figured out. and you're allowing God to lead you down the right path in order to figure it out and do it the way he wants you to do it. You can't sing the song, "It's My Season," if you're not ready for it to be your season. So what are you doing to ensure that it really, really is your season? We can't just keep giving lip service. We can't just keep saying it. We gotta do something. And the way you get God's grace is by doing the things that you know you're supposed to do. The way you get God's favor is by being the person that you know God wants you to be. You heard the song say, you know, I can't keep getting up, going to church and pretending. I can't keep doing the same thing I was doing and having one to have my cake and eat it too. I mean, there's a line that you got to draw in the sand. And when you draw that line in the sand, you're saying, I'm not going to cross that line and I'm not going to let anybody else cross that line. But is it really your season? What are you doing that says, you know, God, I'm ready for it to be my season. I'm ready to come out. We talk about in the business that we're in, we talk about practicing the principles in order to participate in the promise. We talk about that all the time. Everything that we do in life carries principles. And therefore, if it's a principle, it has to yield the promise if you follow that principle. But a lot of us get weary of well-doing and we don't want to follow those principles because those principles require something of us. See, that's the sticking point. People don't want to sacrifice anything. They want to remain in that comfort zone. They want to stay right where they are because it feels good. And change is always going to, it's going to be painful, but it's necessary. Because when you've been a certain way for a long time, it's what you know, it's who you are. And in order to change for the better, it's going to hurt. You're going to have to sacrifice something. And in most cases, people aren't willing to sacrifice relationships. They're not willing to sacrifice the people that are around them that have them in that dry season because they don't want the person to think ill of them. They don't want the person to get mad at them. We talk about purging all the time and pruning. It's all a part of change. See, if it's your season, what are you doing? What are you doing to ensure that it is your season? What are you changing? What are you tweaking? What are you doing that's moving you? What's different about you? It's cute to say it's your season. It's cute. It sounds good. It sounds profound. It's my season. It's my season. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. But then you go home and you don't do it. Or when you're around people, it's your season. You can be the most motivating person in the world. But when it's time to really grind, when it's time to really do the stuff that you said you were going to do, and the lights go out and nobody else is around, are you really doing it? If you said you were going to go on that diet and not eat certain types of food, are you really doing it? If you said that you were going to read your Bible every day, certain amount of scriptures, are you really doing it? If you said you were going to do, you know, some self-help books, you said you were going to do, you know, read some personal development so many minutes of the day, are you really doing it? If you said that you were going to go out and talk to X amount of people a day about your business, are you really doing it? Or are you just saying you are because you want everybody else to think that you are? See, because that's your reward. If you don't grind in the dark, if you don't do the things that warrant you having the integrity that you should have, if you don't do those things, then guess what? Your reward comes from man. Everybody pats you on the back when they see you because you said you did something. You can post all of the books you want to post, but are you really reading them? See, you have to be honest with yourself first. If you're not honest with yourself, then that means you're fooling yourself. You're on the same side of the fence as everybody else that you're fooling. You want them to think that you are this person that's this or this person that's that, but you're not really grinding in the dark. You're waiting for an audience. And the real work is done when nobody else is around. If you look at any corporation, any church, any organization, You know, 80% of the work is typically done by 20% of the people or less. Are you that doer? Or are you the 80% that's just on the outside saying I'm a part of it, but you're really not doing anything in it? See, be first partaker in what you do when it comes to yourself, and it'll be easy to help other people. See, because sometimes it's a little far-fetched for us to believe that, you know, that our life can be, you know, in such a manner that it can help and bless somebody else. Because people are always watching you. But you become who you are, not in the light. You become who you are in the dark. And I've always said, you know, every precious metal that we have, even the, you know, oil from the ground, diamonds, rubies, minerals, all, they're all created under extreme pressure, underground, in the dark. And you take it out, you brush it off, and it's beautiful. Or it powers, you know, stuff that we would have never imagined. What are you really doing to say and really walk in effect and or really have it be your season? How many times have you really sat back and said, it's my season, it's my season, it's my season? And you sound like a broken record because it really isn't your season, because you're not doing anything to ensure that it is your season. See, when you go year after year and you keep doing the same thing over and over again, and you tell yourself that you're doing something different and you're not, then you're just fooling yourself and everybody else around you. But here's what I believe. I believe that it is your season. And on this line this morning, borrow my belief. It is your season. I declare and decree that you're no longer going to do the things that you were doing that kept you in that dry spot. You're no longer going to do the things that kept you, you know, in the mindset of I'm going to fake it until I make it. You're no longer going to be the person that you were that kept you penniless. You're no longer going to be the person that you were that kept you shy and in fear all the time. You're coming out. You're coming out. And because you're coming out, things are going to open up for you. And when these things start to open up for you, you're not going to be afraid of them. You're going to step into them. And you're going to not worry about how you're going to do it. All you need to do is start doing it. And you're going to figure out that you don't have it all figured out. And you're going to allow God to lead you in the right direction. Because you don't have to know everything in order to get started. You don't have to know everything in order to move to the next level. You just have to move and figure out that you don't have it all figured out. When you figure out that you don't have it all figured out is when it gets figured out and you start moving forward. I declare and decree for you right now that this is your season. And because it's your season, things are going to turn around for you. Things are going to change for you. Things are going to move in the direction that you've always wanted them to move in. You're no longer going to fake. You're no longer going to be that person that doesn't do the things that they say they do. You're no longer going to just chime in and be a number. I declare and decree this morning that you're going to be a voice. You're going to be a force. You're going to be that person that everybody sees and everybody says, you know what? I want to be that person. I want to be just like that person right there. I declare and decree this morning for you that you're coming out. There are no more gray areas in your life. And you're choosing a side this morning. And the side that you choose this morning is the side of good. It's the side of righteousness. The side that you choose this morning is the side of the just. I declare and decree that for you guys this morning. Step in it. Walk in it. Put it on, guys. Wear it. And don't let anybody take it away from you, because there's one thing that I hold true and I know is that misery loves company. And if you allow yourself to stay down, then guess what? There's always somebody that's going to tell you that you're doing the right thing. So guys, be intentional and understand that God is very intentional. And I appreciate you guys chiming into the grind this morning. And you know, you could have done anything that you wanted to do this morning, but you decided to chime into the grind and actually listen to me this morning. And I'm honored. I'm humbled. Thank you guys so much. You know, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday, you know, and Thursday is going to be a different type of show. It's going to be a different type of show. So chime in. Don't be late, guys. And I'll see everybody on Thursday, and be intentional, guys. All right. God bless.
Come on, sing that out and say that
I don't have to.